This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
Hi, my name is Siobhan McLaren and I'm at college at UL in Limerick. Where I'm from, I suppose I'm from Limerick as well.
So you're from Limerick, so you wouldn't have had maybe first impressions of Limerick City.
Well, I would actually.
Would you?
I would have had first impressions because I came to Limerick when I was 12 years old from Zimbabwe. And I came to Limerick, I think it was about 1981. And so my first impressions of Limerick was old, falling down buildings. I mean, that was before Limerick started really regenerating.
Okay. And what did you think of the people when you first arrived?
Well, I remember I couldn't figure out what anybody was saying, the different accents. But people were very friendly. Okay. Yes.
And when you came to UL, what did you think of the college and what did you think of the course in general here?
Well, I think the course here has been fantastic. I've really, really loved the year and my classmates are brilliant. I'm in love with all of them.
Okay.
So it's been a very productive, fruitful, enjoyable year.
So in terms of your first impressions now of Limerick, and this would have been going back a while, so could you tell us how they have changed and how Limerick has changed in the time?
Well, Limerick, of course, has completely developed economically, economic-wise, so that's good to see improvements in that way. But I wouldn't say my first impressions of Limerick were a negative thing. I mean, I came from a third world country, but it was only when I first came to Limerick I found out that I'd been living in a third world country because people told me that, and I thought, how dare they say this? Where I came from was had more sort of tall, high-rise office buildings than you have here. So what are you talking about? So yeah. I thought that was funny, that this was a first world country, as I was informed at the time. But
yeah. So do you think that people who don't live here could ever understand this city, or do you think you need to live here to have an understanding of it?
I think people could understand Limerick from other places. I think because I've lived in a couple of different places, I've come away in the end with the impression wherever you go, people are much the same, more in common than different, really, underneath the surface.
Okay. So in terms of sound art, can you tell us what you think sound art is and just give us a bit of a description?
Right, that's a difficult question for me. I suppose... Not really sure how to answer that.
That's okay. Just what it means to you or what perception you might have of it from what you've learned so far.
Well, I suppose our course has been doing a lot of electroacoustic music. Sound art to me, maybe would be noises that move me or sounds that move me in an artistic, to give an artistic response. Or maybe by that, maybe I just mean an emotional response. Yeah. So, for example, one sound that... maybe it would have a lot of connotation to me would be the sound of a dove. For some reason, I remember it from my childhood, and it always takes me back to other parts of the world, even though it's a very common sound to hear. So it's a really sort of belonging sound to me, even though I wouldn't associate that with art in particular. But I would like in one of my new pieces to put in this sound of the dove because it connotates so many things.
Okay. And... is there any piece of sound art that has inspired you that you've heard in the past?
See, this business about sound art, I'm really not familiar with what the whole thing means. Don't put any of this in the interview.
So are you just inspired, like the dove, by sounds that you hear around you and just things that kind of provoke a response in you?
Yes, I would say I'm definitely inspired by particular sounds that I hear. And I think it's also they mean more to me when I don't hear them anymore. Because I remember when I was outside of Ireland, living in the Kalahari Desert, there'd be no rain. And then when it would rain, the sound of rain on the tin roof would be an extremely emotional sound. Yeah. And so I think it's almost the absence of something and remembering it that brings it its power.
Okay.
And so now when I'm living in Ireland, I remember the sounds of the insects from Africa and want to hear them again, and yet you can't. So sound is very powerful, but maybe only when you lose it sometimes.
Okay. So in terms of your piece, what is it based on and why did you choose that?
My piece is based on, I suppose, what Limerick means to me, which I was brought up in County Limerick. So it wouldn't just be the city. And for me, Limerick connotates rain, wind, the weather, being brought up in the countryside. And to me, those are really positive things. My lines are very, very simple. They're talking, just speaking the word rain and wind, and then clouds with a little sunshine, and a place to burst out from. That's how I describe Limerick. And I suppose that's from leaving and coming back. To me, the Irish weather is a beautiful thing.
Okay. And where and how did you record your piece?
Well, I recorded it here in the studio in UL, using piano and voice as my main instruments, and then moved away from that to include guitar. And I'm not finished the piece as of yet, so we'll see what else comes in there.
Okay. So have you started the production process yet?
Yes, I'm working on it at the moment.
And do you see the production process, is that altering your piece a lot? And is a lot of the making of the piece in the production?
Yes, a lot of the making of the piece is definitely in the production. I don't want it to just sound like voice with a piano in the background. I'm changing the piano, putting a sort of flanging effect and an echo in to try and almost make it sound... Well, I don't want it to be just like a piano. And then the guitar is... It's not... A guitar I've got someone to play in the studio. It's done through MIDI, so basically all of the instruments will be played by myself, even though I can only play the piano slightly.
When we
Did you find the whole process difficult or easy, and was it an enjoyable experience for you?
Well, it's an extremely enjoyable experience. Difficult and easy, because I'm learning all the time. And it's very much, I come from a painting background, so it's very much, for me, a different way of creating. You're adding in things with layers, and you're listening instead of looking at something. And it's very subjective how you put it together, but it's very free.
Okay. And just in terms of the listeners or the audience, does the audience matter to you, and what would you hope that they would take from your piece?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that question.
I mean, some people might say that they make their piece and it is a piece of sound, so they make it to be listened to, so they're very much aware of the audience. But some other people say that they made it for themselves. So how would you feel about that?
Well, I would feel, first of all, you have to have something to say in order for someone else to hear it. So it comes from your heart. And then, yeah, you give it to others.
Okay. So is there anything else that you'd like to add, or anything else you'd like to say about sound art or the experience in general?
Just...
Okay. So is there anything else that you'd like to add about your sound art piece?
Well, just about in this composition, I took a different approach to what I normally do. I'm a very verbal person, and I tend to not be able to shut up with words. So I took, wanted to go for a different approach. So it was more of an atmosphere of a place, and that's why in this piece there isn't a lot of words, even though there are there. So as well as the wind and the rain idea, I also wanted to use some Irish, because Limerick to me is all about dealing with becoming Irish, that's personally. And so I call Limerick Limnock, not Limerick. And we all, you know, wrote that old song, Limerick, You're a Lady, but Limnock's too on spare van. And talking about as home, instead of using English, I say Igoni, Ikoni, always home. And my idea of coming and going, instead of saying that in English, I talk about Egdal and Egtiocht.
We would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this programme, and to the sound artists who created the piece for this radio production. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.